You're listening to Ian Foster, and this is the People Assured Podcast, where I discuss skills for work and life. Do you know someone who seems to handle changes really well? Be it moving priorities, changes to projects, technology, or personnel? That person is demonstrating skills in adaptability, the topic of episode one, which require both a willingness and an ability to change to meet different conditions. Being able to adapt to new challenges allows us to deal more effectively with ambiguity and uncertainty. If we can do it well, it creates an advantage for us, and in tandem, lowers our stress level. So how can we become more adaptable? The first thing we can do is to get better at letting go. That means recognizing and accepting the things that we don't have control over, and to expect that any plan that we have, and it's important to have a plan, we'll likely need to change. Having goals and a direction is important, but how we get to our destination depends on what we encounter along the way. We therefore need to be able to flex. If you expect that you'll need to adapt your approach and adjust your plan, you'll have created a growth mindset. This means you're more likely to be open to suggestions. By being an adaptable leader, you help to create a better workplace environment and boost morale. The second thing we can do is to practice being more adaptable. Develop a way of thinking that is more curious and open-minded. People who are adaptable tend to be curious. Embrace learning. Read up about new technologies in your sector. Go to seminars. Connect with colleagues and learn from them. Seek out and listen to others' views. One way to practice is to try new activities and different environments. Meet new people who see things differently to you and who might have different strengths and interests. The third thing is to create a support system, a network of people who you can exchange ideas with and who can serve as a support system for you and you for them, particularly during times of major change. This group can include peers, professional and personal friends, mentors, and family members whose opinions you value. This group may provide practical support in terms of skills, ideas, and feedback, and some may provide emotional support. In summary, three tips for improving adaptability are getting better at letting go, practicing being more curious and open-minded, and creating a mutually beneficial support system. What steps are you taking to improve your adaptability? I'd love to hear from you. I hope you enjoyed episode one of the People Assured podcast. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon with episode two.